Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, if you have not yet heard the latest news, be sure to stay to the very end of this episode. You are not going to want to miss it. I so love how God can take ordinary people and make them extraordinary. I also love how God can take common people and make them uncommon. Acts 4:13, and I so love this verse. This is where the name Uncommon Teen actually came from. It says, "Now when they," the crowd, "saw the boldness of Peter and John and saw that they were unlearned and untrained in the schools," they saw that they were common men with no educational advantages. The crowd marveled because they had recognized that Peter and John had been with Jesus. Ladies, it does not matter what grades you get. It does not matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter if people think that you're good enough or that you measure up. Let me tell you, God has a plan for your life, and He can and wants to use you. See, Peter and John were just common men, but because they had spent time with Jesus, they were no longer common. Now they were uncommon. And I love that word uncommon, which is why we named this podcast Uncommon Teen. That word uncommon means not common, rare, above the ordinary, exceptional, and remarkable. And that is exactly what you are. Ladies, God has called you to be a light to this world. He has called you to be a light in your youth ministry. He has called you to be a light in your community. He has called you to be a light in your school, in your home. What it's going to take in order to be that light, though, is spending time with Jesus. But it's also going to take courage. Ladies, in order to fulfill God's plan for your life, it is going to take, yes, courage. The root word of courage comes from the French word cœur, which means heart. It takes courage. It takes heart in order to fulfill God's plan for your life. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to be courageous. And we're going to see, just like with Peter and John, why spending time with the Lord and being courageous go hand in hand. We're going to start in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1. And it says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel.'" So Joshua has been Moses' assistant for quite some time. He's even led armies. However, he has never led that many Israelites before, and it's kind of starting to get a little bit scary for him. And he's finding himself having to push off a little bit of fear. And just like Joshua, God has a specific plan and purpose for your life, and it's going to cause you to step out and to take courage as you start to fulfill God's plan for your life. You're going to look at the things that God has called you to do, and you're going to think, there is no way I can do that. And you're right, and you're wrong. There will be no way that you can do it without God. But if God has called you to do it, together with Him, you will be able to do whatever it is that He's called you to do. Matthew 19:26 says, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Now let's go back to Joshua chapter 1 And now we're going to go down to verse 6. And I want you to pay attention to this phrase that he says, not only in verse 6, but also verse 7 and verse 9. He tells Joshua, he says, Joshua, be strong and of good courage. In verse 7, God tells Joshua yet again, be strong and very courageous. Then in verse 9, he says it a third time to Joshua. He says, have I not commanded you? This isn't something that God is just suggesting. This is a command to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. And then he goes on to say to Joshua, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. Ladies, when God calls you to do something big, it's going to seem a bit scary. On last week's episode, we talked about how to begin to step into that purpose. But once you step into that purpose, it is going to be bigger than you even realize. I am strong. I am courageous. I am strong. I'm very courageous. Begin to speak those over your life. Because let me tell you, when God calls you to do something, it's always going to be big. And the reason that is, if we could do it on our own, we wouldn't need God. But God calls us to do big things because he wants to do it with us. Ephesians 3:20 tells us that God wants to carry out his purpose for our life and do super abundantly, far over and above. Now listen to this. All that you dare ask, and I don't know about you, but I can ask some pretty big things, or think, and infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Ladies, I'm also a dreamer. And right now I have 3 really big dreams that I have been thinking about and praying about. And when I say big, I mean these are huge. And God says, and you think these big things are huge? You just wait, because my plans are even bigger. And ladies, that's why it's going to take courage. When I think about those 3 things that God has been placing on my heart to do, oh my goodness, like all 3 of them are like, ah. And I love it, but that's how our God is. It takes courage, ladies, to follow God and to walk in his plans. The definition of that word courage is having a resilient spirit. Think about being at the beach or in a pool and you have a beach ball in your hands. Anytime you try to push that ball under the water, what happens? It pops back up, right? That is what courage is like. Anytime the enemy tries to come at us, and he will, he tries to push that beach ball of our plans and purposes under the water and drown him. But every single time that ball pops right back up, that is what courage is. And I wish I could say, ladies, that as soon as you begin to walk in your God-given purpose, that the devil won't bother you, but I would be lying to you if I said that. He is going to try to stop you from fulfilling God's purpose for your life because he doesn't want you to make a difference. He doesn't want you to bring other people into his kingdom. And so he will try to stop you. But the good news is that you have God on your side and you don't have to fear him. Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon formed against you by the enemy shall prosper. No weapon. So you don't have to fear. The Bible is full of teens, just like you, who God called to do big things. And even though the enemy tried to stop them, they never gave up. I think about Esther. When she became queen, she was just a teen. And shortly after she became a queen, Haman came up with this idea that he's going to wipe out all the Jews. And so he makes this decree with the king that says, okay, we're wiping out all the Jews on this specific day. A decree cannot be changed once a king signs off on it. And so now Esther is in trouble because now all the Jews, including her, are going to be wiped out. She got with God and she fasted and she prayed. And with God, she was able to stand up to the king, tell him what was going on. And then the king was able to add to the decree, saying that any Jew that did not die on this day will be able to live. Ladies, God is going to call you to do big things, and it's going to be scary. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be amazing. I look at David. David was a teen boy who hadn't even hit his growth spurt yet. He's a short little guy. And he faced a giant that was 9 feet tall. If you want to know how tall 9 feet tall is, think about how tall your ceiling is in your house. And most of your ceilings are about 9 feet tall. So just picture that, like a normal ceiling height. That's about as tall as Goliath was. And David only came up to his waist. But David knew that he had God on his side. And so he defeated Goliath with a slingshot and one stone. I mean, hello, that's pretty amazing. If they can do it, ladies, you can too. Micah 7:8 says, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise." And that is what courage is. And then it goes on to say, "When I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." That is courage. Isaiah 41:10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged or anxious, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Ladies, you're not doing this alone. Just like in Acts 4:13, the only way that we can truly gain our courage is by spending time with Jesus. So what is courage? Courage is simply doing what God has called you to do, even when you're fighting off fear. Just like in Joshua 1, God is telling you the same thing. He's saying, "Be strong, my daughter, and of good courage." When you feel fear trying to creep up on you, remind yourself of Isaiah 41:10 that God is on your side and he is helping you. Fear is simply courage's opportunity to shine. So let it shine. Don't give in to that fear. Stand up and be courageous. Courage is not being afraid to stand up even when you're the only one standing. Going back to David, when he gets ready to go up against Goliath, David has one of two choices. He could cower like the rest of the Israelites and the army of Judah, or he could stand up when nobody else would, which is what David did. In 1 Samuel 17:26, this is David's attitude as he goes up against Goliath. He says, and I'm paraphrasing, "Who is this Philistine? Who thinks he can go up against my God and win? Who does he think he is?" Ladies, if God is calling you to stand up and nobody else is standing up, know that you're not alone. You have God, the same God who was with David, on your side. You shall not fear. Courage is making a decision when you see a problem to not sit back and whisper about it like everybody else. But courage is standing up and doing something about it. I love Paul's boldness. When he wrote the book of Ephesians, he was in prison. And do you know why? He was in prison for being bold about sharing Jesus with those who are around him. Yet do you know what he asks for in Ephesians 6, 19 and 20? He asks for prayer for more boldness to share Jesus. Ladies, God wants to use you to do incredible things. Don't let fear hold you back. Proverbs 4:26, however, courage does not mean being careless. Proverbs 4:26 tells us to consider the path of our feet and let all of our ways be established by the Lord. Before we choose to stand up, we need to make sure that we get with God. I encourage you, before you do anything big, take time to pray about it. Talk to God about it before you do it. Make sure it is what he wants you to do. He does not want you to be careless, but he does want you to be courageous. And then lastly, courage is contagious. When you choose to courageously stand up first, you are giving others permission to go second. Going back to David, and this is right as he's killing Goliath, listen to this. 1 Samuel 17, verses 50 through 52 says, "So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine, took Goliath's sword, drew it out of his sheath, and killed him and cut off his head with it." I know, kind of gross, but it happened. And then it goes on to say that when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now listen to this. This is the part I'm getting at. "Because David went first, now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley to the gates of Ekron." Because David went first, ladies, he gave the rest of the Israelites and Judah courage to go next. The same thing is true for you. If you are standing alone and there's nobody else standing with you, and you've taken time to pray about it, and you know that God is calling you to stand up, be courageous and stand up, because I'm telling you, you may be first, but you are giving others permission to go second. Now, ladies, I want to ask you a question. What is God asking you to do? I encourage you, after you've talked to God and prayed about it, to take courageous action and step out and do it. Is God laying someone on your heart to share Jesus with? Is God asking you to be bolder in your walk with God at school, not being afraid to say that you're a Christian? Is He leading you to invite somebody to your youth ministry or to church, or to reach out to someone in the cafeteria or even in your youth ministry that's sitting by themselves, to say hi to them and to make them feel welcome? What is God asking you to do? All right, ladies, I hope that this episode helped you. Now I want you to repeat after me. As we say every week, I want you to really believe it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I told you I had some very exciting news, and I do. We are now enrolling for our next group coaching programs. And let me tell you, these programs are amazing. I love group coaching for so many different reasons. And one of the biggest reasons I love group coaching is because you get to be in a group with five other girls who love God and are on this journey with you. I love to see how the girls in my group coaching program really encourage and lift and build each other up. There's so much more that goes on than even what we're talking about for the week. You are learning how to make good godly friends. You're seeing what good godly friends look like, and you're learning how to grow in your walk with the Lord. It is absolutely incredible. To learn more about our group coaching programs, all you need to do is let your parents know how excited you are about our group coaching programs, then grab them and go to either the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says Life Coaching, or head on over to the Uncommon Teen website at www.uncommonteen.com and click on the tab that says Life Coaching. There you can learn more about the group coaching programs and then schedule a call with me to see if group coaching is right for you. All right, ladies, have an amazing week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.